Always. 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 B. 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 Now is the moment in time where the recognition and realization of what you have truly been, what all truly are, is made manifest in this time and space. The ideas of the old have been rectified, renown. This is the time and place for the new realization. Not a realization of the new, but a realization of what has always been and what has always been known. The truth of what you are, the truth of who you are, is not hidden, is not denied the light. Because the truth of what and who you are is the light, and that light can never, will never, be put out, be placed in darkness. Instead, it is the realization of the light which allows the light of others to shine, which brings joy to the faces of men and women and beings across this sphere. The realization and recognition of the truth of the all. The truth of being and loving and living in each single moment of time. In each single moment of space. Not as a figment of being, but as you truly are, love made manifest. Now the human mind is made to doubt, people are made to doubt, and for this we say, good, a healthy degree of skepticism is in order. But do not let your doubts get in the way of the truth which is staring you in your face. The truth is a choice that you choose to accept or reject in every moment in which you experience this life. That truth is the love, is the divinity, is the source, which is all around you. Which is through you. Which is you made manifest. Do not doubt that which is, but instead allow yourself to experience this as truth. The experience is the only real teacher of truths. You cannot read truths in a book and say, ah, yes, this must be the truth as this author said it, so it must be true. No, blind faith without experience is not and has never been the understanding of truth. Truth can only be comprehended, can only be rendered known, through the experience of it as such. Though experience of truth, you will truly know what is, that love is the truth of and through all, that love is the ultimate source of refuge and power. That love is the one true God, the source energy, the manifest made known, the creator of all, the denier of all, the one echo made manifest through creation. This truth must be experienced as such. For such, let us give you an exercise to begin the process of perceiving such as it always is. Close your eyes now if you please. In front of you see the vastness which is space, which is time. The eternal now made manifest. Let yourself pick one bloom of this eternal now. Right now, reach out and pick your flower which is the representative of what is and what always will be. In your mind form this flower of creation. Give it a color. Give it a smell. Give it a shape to take on in the world around you. Now blow on this flower and allow the flower to disintegrate before you. Allow the particles, the molecules of this flower to dissipate in this space and time in which you sit. You may open your eyes now. This is the product of creation. This is the truth of all that is. The creation principle made manifest. It is through your mind, through the collective mind, through the great mind that all has been, is, and will be formed. Not in the past, but in each moment you are sitting in, each moment in this space and time in which you are and are being. It is through this creation process which you experience the source of all things. Which you know yourself and can understand yourself as love. That flower that you created. That was made from love. The love particle made manifest. You are allowed to experience the love which is eternal and great through that which you are. Though that which you know. With this principle in mind, we ask you to go about your day. Do your hair, say hi to your neighbor, take out the trash. Go through your day and realize, recognize, that the world around you, the experiences around you, are your mental creations made manifest. They are your opportunity to experience the divine in and through all things. To experience love in form. You may say, well, the barking dog is not love. Why did I manifest the annoying neighbor above me with the barking dog that will not stop? And to this we say, all is love. All is of the creation principle and must be, shall be, renowned as such. That barking dog is just as much the principle of love as the heartbeat which emanates through you. That barking dog is your creation. We suggest you take a look at that heart of yours and see if it is barking for a reason. Is it trying to get your attention and ask you to recognize, realize, the love which is of and through it? This is an experiential process. This life you live, this air you breathe, this way of being, is experiential. Live it. Be it, and you will come to know the truth of the all. The truth which is the foundation principle in which you love and are being. All is love. And so it is. Blessed be.